All right, Resh Samach Vav, we come to the end of, we come to the end of Hilchus Mila. Resh Samach Vav Siv Zayin, I'm sorry, there were, towards the end, every week a certain percentage disappear, yeah.
Unless more people come to the
Shir. Siv Zayin, Adam Shaloi Malam Eilam, you have a first time mile. Everyone's dream. La Yimael Bishabis? Shemi Yakalkel? What's going on? Somebody who never did a bris milah before should not do his first bris on Shabbos. Shemi Yakalkel, Vinimsa Machal Shabbos. Maybe he'll do something wrong, be Machal Shabbos. Gvar Mol, Pamachas, if he did it once, he's an expert. Mutter. Afilu Muaviv. That Afilu goes back in the beginning of the Sif. Even if his father, he never did a bris milah before, he's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So it's all ambiguous here as to what we're exactly afraid of on this Adam Shaloi Mol Mei Olam. A few possibilities. What would you think? What are we afraid of? What? But you're allowed to do a chabur for bris milah. What's he going to be makalka? What's he going to do wrong? So you're afraid he's just, the mitzvah won't get done. He'll do a chituch and it won't be a bris. But then you shouldn't let him do it during the week either. If he's not going to be a bris, so what's that to do with Shabbos? What? So you have to let people do a first one. So you get someone to watch. You have to get an expert to watch. I don't know how you do it. But if there's a real shash that it won't be a bris, then during the week you also have to get someone to stand there away. So maybe the pshat is that they'll do, normally you do one cut and you're done. And here he's going to have to patch around a bunch of times to get it done. So that's us, sir?
My father indifferent then.
What? No, it says the father's not there.
Why the chiddush?
No, you might think the father, it's his mitzvah, so we'll let him do it. It's only shash, it's not bad. Let's say he'll take a few cuts. Is there anything wrong with that? If you can do it in one, you don't do it in two. If you do it in one, you don't do it in two. But if you did it, the Gemara says, you're supposed to cut weiter. So it's a little difficult to understand what it is. The Pardes Yosef on Chumash has a Chumash Yipshat. I hate to say it that way, but a Drush Yipshat. He has a nice kasha. He says, there's one person we know who did do his first bris milah on Shabbos. He brings a medrash that Avraham Avinu's milah was on Yom Kippur, and Avraham was the mile. So Avraham Avinu did the first milah he did on Yom Kippur, the very first milah ever. Therefore, what? Barishon is possible. Barishon can't do bris milah. He's not mitzvah in milah. Because Avraham was possible for me to be a mile. So he says that the reason a new mile shouldn't do it is because he might faint between the milah and the priya. He brings it from Sefer, I don't know. He might faint between the Mila and the Priya. Since Avraham was a Mitzvah in Priya, so if he faints, it's also okay. You know, the Mila is done. That's what he brings. I don't think it's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's a Drush. What? Someone else can do the Priya. So back to the Kashin. So it's a little hard to understand exactly what the Chashash is over here. What's interesting is Rabbi Kiva Eger says to look at the Chavis Yoyer. Shuvas Chavis Yoyer is printed in the column of the Rabbi Kiva Eger Shulchan Aruch. Do you have it? It's blocked out. Okay. Basically, the Chavis Yoyer understood that the Mila might not be a Mila. He compares it to a Gemara. The Gemara talks about Yomtif shechting a bird that's a Suffolk Nidras, a bird that might be a Treifa, and you have to check it for Treifas afterwards. So he asks. He understands that the Maskara Sagamara is that it's mutter. So he asks Akasha, he understands that as long as you're doing a Maisa Malacha for a mutadika purpose, if it ends up, let's say someone shechts on Yom Tov, he takes a birdie shechts, and they find out it's a treifa. Comes out, he did a Malacha. He did a Malacha. He's an Aynes, did a Malacha. It's not less than that. He did Malacha, Lailach, Litzarach, Echol Nefesh. That's not called Malacha. He did malacha l'tzarach achol nefesh. So if he did malacha l'tzarach achol nefesh, there's no avera that was on dolf. There was no malacha l'tzarach achol nefesh. So the Chavis Yoyer is bothered by it. He says at the end, that Vechashash Dairai Seich Miru. He says, on Yom Tif, it's only Chashash Dairabana. It's Tak, it's not a Malacha. And Vayef, Safik Nidras, he says, Lachum Midrabana. And here it's a Safik Dairai. So, yeah. So my point isn't Chaviz Yom. My point is, he learns Pshat that it might not be a good Mila. He might do a Mila, and you'll find out later it wasn't a good Mila, it has to be fixed. He has to be Mechal Shabbos. It bothers me because if there's a chashash, it's not a good mila. So even during the week, you should have to have there should be a rule every time a mohel does his first bris, you should have someone watching, an expert watch, which is tucking the way they do it today. That the first few milas somebody does, they have a mohel mumcha standing over him. He's not mohel. I just when I learned to mechaber, I don't know what he means. Does he mean because it might not be a mila, or does he mean because it'll be a mila, but you have to do more than one ma'aser malach? I'm not sure how to learn the Mechaber. I see the Chavisi, I learned the Pshat is, I think he learned the Pshat is that it won't be a good Mila. So he compares it to a Gemara by Shechita and it won't be a good Shechita. Shach Zayin, it's a mistake. It doesn't belong there. It belongs by the Harris. Shach Zayin, yeah, but I feel a little of if she really is on someone who's Malat Tsaras. But he's, I don't know. By Malat Tsaras, it says that someone else could do it, but the father is worse. Well, it's expression. I don't know. If it's here, I don't know.
I understand the Bible now that you do the hospital to do by day first, before the after the practice from before.
Okay, they practice before him, then it's okay. Yeah, Nachinami, yeah. So he's an expert. Asivches, Mishanoi leBein Hashmashes, a common shayla. A baby is born Bein Hashmashes, Sav Yev Sav Eklayla. So it's easy, we know. Moinin Min Alayla, Benim Alachi, Shu Safik Shmini. Rather than to do a Safik 7th or 8th, we do Safik 8th or 9th. And we already dealt with this earlier. The Noilet Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, is born Friday Bein Hashmashes, Ein Edeches Shabbos. Shein Edeches Shabbos Mesafik. See, Kimmalim on Friday, it might be the 7th day. Kimmalim on Shabbos, it might be the 9th day. And therefore, you have to push off the Mila to Sunday, which might be the 9th or 10th day. Shedechet HaShabbos, Misafik. That's the rule. We're not Mal on Shabbos, Misafik. Chenein Edechet Yomtev, Misafik. Afilu Yomtev Sheini Shogolius. We're not Techet Misafik. Afilu Lohetzi, Ela Roshay, Ben Hashmashis. Even if it was Roshay, not Rubai, Ben Hashmashis, Abishat Zekulav Yishabbos, Einay Nimo B'Shabbos. Right, so it seems to be an easy sif. The sif is about Bein Hashmashes. The last great machlokes we're going to deal with, that's Lamaisa, is here. And I'll explain what is a very strong machlokes. Rishayim, Achrayim, and Paiskim, and even Rabbanim today, in one of these cases. Let me be Magdim. We know you don't do a Mila Shalai Bismana on Shabbos, that we know. It's not there for Shabbos. It's Malacha. Normally, it's Techa Shabbos, Xeris HaKasim, but that Xeris HaKasim is only on Yom HaShemini. What about Yom Tov? Let's talk about not a Bein Hashmashes case, a regular case on Yom Tov. You don't do Bris Mila on Yom Tov. Why not? Could be that it's like Shabbos. It's the Mikra Adin, it's not Techa Yom Tov. On the other hand, it's a little schwer. We have a rule of Mitaych. What's Mitaych? We have a rule that when a Malacha is Mutafa Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to carry Eichel Nefesh. Now, people carry tissues or keys. The Torah says that the only Heter on Yom Tov is Eichel Nefesh. Are you allowed to carry tissues? The answer is, Metech Shehutra Letzarech Eichel Nefesh, Hutra Shaloi Letzarech Eichel Nefesh. Bavad Sheh Tzarech Hayyan. Even Shaloi Letzarech Eichel Nefesh is Mutter if it's a Tzarech of that day. The Halachi is that Tzarechei Mitzvah are included. The Mishnah, when it says Metayach, brings three examples. The example is Sefer Torah, Lulav, and Tinuk. Metayach, it's all Tzarech Echol Nefesh, you're allowed to carry a Sefer Torah. You don't eat the Sefer Torah. You're allowed to carry a Lulav, you don't eat the Lulav. You're allowed to carry a baby, you don't eat the baby. And Rashi learns it means a baby to a bris, which is all three of Tzarechei Mitzvah. Rishami learns a baby means when you're taking the baby because you don't want to leave the baby home alone. You want to go, you want to leave. But either way, you're allowed to do Tzarchei Mitzvah. If it's a Mitzvah Hayayim, you're allowed to be Mechal Shah Yom Tov. So the question really is, it's Halacha Pesukah that you're not, we don't do Bris Milah Shalai Bizman on Yom Tov. The question is really why we should say mitoch shehut reshchita letzayrach, the melacha of chabura, which is shchita, is letzayrach. Butcher shalai letzayrach. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Ksubis, for some of you learned Daf Yomi, there was one quick amid. It was like a half an hour's worth. On Hilchos Yomtiv, talked about being boiled, the first bia. You make a chabura. The Gemara is a shayla about Shabbos, but Yomtiv, the Gemara says in mutter because it's mitoch. Chabura is mutter letzayrach. So the question is why it's not daich Yomtiv. Now this question, why we don't say mitoch, is actually a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara, the Mishnah says it's not Teichi Yamtif, and the Gemara says Menahani Mili. The Mishnah says not Teichi Shabbos, not Teichi Yamtif. The Gemara says Menahani Mili, and the Gemara brings four different terutzim. And the understanding of many of the Achrayim is that it's a Drabbanan. The first two terutzim they bring Gzeres Hakasus. Well, hard. Gzeres Hakasus are by other cases. The Achrayim, specifically of some cipher, says that these are all asmachtis, min ha-tayra it's daicha, but min drabanan it's not daicha. Why is this important? Loch l'maisa, it's not really important. It's a Mishnah, it's a Shulchan Aruch, min ha-tayra yamtif, raisa, drabanan, min ha-tayra yamtif. Shom ha-Yisrael, nobody's mefakfel. Where it gets tricky is Yamtif Sheini. Yamtif Sheini is already much more calm. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius is already a much more cooler dicker day. You have Bris Mila, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and here it says that's not Teichi Yom Tov Sheni. Now that's not a Mishnah. Mishnah says Yom Tov Shel Shosh Hashanah. It's Masha regular Yom Tov Sheni. It is Teichi. So we have to discuss. We'll see now Machlokes Rishonim about Yom Tov Sheni in general. Then we have to discuss a Bein HaShmashis case of Yom Tov Sheni. In other words, the Mechaber is adding three chumras. It's not Teichi Yom Tov, it's a Mishnah, we're not sure why. It's not Teichi Yom Tov Sheni when it's Vadei Shloi Bizman, it's not Teichi Yom Tov Sheni. Okay. When it's a Safik Yom Tov Sheni, when it's Bein HaShmashis, even then it's not Teichi. It seems to be a Dava Pella. So let's go in order. The first thing to see is the Shach. The Shach, Afil Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius. He says, this is the machlekes like the Rosh and the Rambam. Ches. Afil Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius. Ulefi Ani Estaiti Ika Kaha Rambam D'Toich Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius. Now he's not talking by Sveikas. Machlekes the Rambam and the Rosh is by Vadoim. He says, it's D'Toich Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius. T'cheinu Gav Kedas Asmag Esim Chofes Daf Kuf Tezvav Hakol Bayayin Gimel Chein Yeridas Abartanura Shepirish Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. It's not that Yom Tov Sheni the Kiddush Achase. Because the Rambam says that Shem Huadim Kol Shad Dvarim Sheinim Deichin Shabbos Deichin Yom Tov Sheni the Galius. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Shach Paskins, a regular bris could be done on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius, and a regular bris Shalai Bismani. It's not even Shabbos. A regular bris Shalai Bismani could also be done even Vade Shalai Bismani. Now. All right, since the machlok is the mechaber and the shach. Now look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, okay, machlok is the Rambam and the Rosh, mechaber and shach. But so Rabbi Kiva Eger, what about a suffix? Rabbi Kiva Eger, the one that starts shom sifches, and fully up to sheni shel galius v'chayra kasha, have a svek sveka. Suffix manai. This baby might be his manai baby, and even if it's not his manai baby, suffix shu yam yam chayil. Have a kumay suffik mukha be yad tisheni, the kasav hamachabe, the shari, a suffik mukza, a yad tisheni is mutter. Rav Shalaymer, the hasam have a svek sveke derabanan. Maybe by mukza to shalve derabanan. Hacham svek sveke deraisa. Now he's never got that yom tiv is deraisa. Koshkas mukhiyin abagin avram, omnam. Kol ikar ha isrim shab suffik mukha yad tisheni, visu the siyo svek sveke bedam shesha matirin has. By mukza to dam shesha matirin. So there they tumble about it. But hacha, the mitzvah, yishleim b'loy shayach tav d'oshu shavetim, and d'roi lag d'ma mitzvah. Fakert, here it's more kuladik than mitzvah. Because here, it's roi to be magdim. Vayim b'tshuvis b'samim roish, b'sfir olay milo shleim b'zman adachi yam tov sheni. Ayin sham. Now, b'samim roish, we've had in the past, are letters of the rush. The rush is the oyser on yam tov sheni, when it's not a safim. And b'samim roish is a very controversial sefer. Printed posthumously, but it is from the Rush, not from the Rush. Kivegi held it's reliable. The Svirai, the Mila Shleim is not a Dechli Antisheni, I shall be Ken Akapon, a royalist for Bezeh, but something's not a Yantisheni. The Bezeh, Loi Matzino Chaylik. Alright, so Lamaisa, here he says, Reisim Tashbat, Kasa Savila, Ida Dechli Antisheni, Rai Yasa Shav the Mastisa, he says, the Rai is not a Rai. So Lamaisa, Rabbi Kivegi seems to hold pretty strongly that by a Safik it could be Mekel. If you turn back to Pesach Tshuva Zion, he brings the Neidi Yehuda. Neidi Yehuda also wants to be Mekel. He doesn't want to be Mekel against the Shulchan Aruch. So we can listen to what he does. I am Berhetev B'Shem HaShach. I am Shulchan Neidi Yehuda, Rechai Lamed. Herach B'Zeh V'Helem. Ashkosa B'Chaber. Chiyat Yishen Yishol Goli is Kavanosei Imu Vadai Shaloi B'Zmanoi. B'Chaber never even meant that. He meant only with Vadai. Because Shaloi B'Rev Shabbos made a Shmoshis. The baby was born between Friday and Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes. You can't do the bris on Shabbos. You push off Sunday as Yantif. You push off to Monday as Yantif Sheni. It's Badi Shalei Bizmana. So there, the Mechaber is Machmer. Bechem Bishai Shem, Shav Shadim, Bo Yem Yud Beis. Amo Bisha Sofik Shmini Shalei Biyantif Sheni. When it's Maham Bisha Sofik Shmini, Afilu Barash Hashanah Nivo Bisheni. That was Sekseka. So Rabbi Yehuda is more Mekel than even Rabbi Kiva Eger. He's Mekel even on Rosh Hashanah. And he wants to say that even the Mechaber would be Maida on a Ben Hashmash's baby then. So it's not Yeshem Etirin because Bismanai is not Yeshem Etirin. The Milo is a mitzvah Bismanai, the Yemishmini Yimo, and that's not Yeshem Etirin because he can't do it the next day. So it appears that there's a lot to be samech on, at least by a suffix. And today, if you ask a shayla, you'll get different answers from different paiskim that involve themselves in these type of shaylas. Whether a vadai shalai bismana, we don't do a yantu sheni, but a suffix shalai bismana. So in the yeshiva world, where we hold that really dick is like the grah. And after Shkia, 30 minutes after Shkia, is really Vade Laila, the Ikalite Grah. But it wouldn't be Michal Shabbos against Rabbeinu Tam. The baby was born on a Friday, let's say 30 minutes after Shkia, we wouldn't do the Bris on Shabbos, even though like the Grah you could. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you can't. So we're not going to get involved in Michalites the Grah and Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to Phil Shabbos. But when it comes to you have to Shady Shogalius, which Yad Tashedi Shogalius, even if it was, even like Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Suffolk. Even like Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Suffolk if it's Laila Yayim. And it's a Suffolk if it's Daichi Yad Tashedi. And like the Grotz of Adai. So in the yeshiva world, for the most part, we would be Mekel to do the bris on Yad Tashedi. Chassidim, who are very strong as Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, if the baby was born in the Bein Hashmashes before Rabbeinu Tam's Laila, I don't think they would be Michal Yantu Shein Shogal. Yes, because they have such a Kabbalah. Yeah. Right. Well, he's just talking about Ben Hashmashes. He's not going into that.
But a Vadai, everybody would do that.
A Vadai Shal Bismana, we don't do.
Vadai Bismana.
Bismana? What's a Shaila? You're doing it on Shabbos.
I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
But here in our Matthew, the Rambam is Matthew, even Vadai.
The Rambam is Mativ Shvadi Shalai Bizmanai, and the Shach Paskin's that way.
Right.
But Machlais Machab and the Shach, we're not going to be make like the Shach.
But
he brings at the end of some Sefer, says, Ilu Ra Shach, I say Tshuva, he brings a Tshuva that, if you look at the end of Pesach Tshuva, the part I didn't read, he brings some Sefer who says not to be Samech on the Shach, by Vadai. By a vade shalai bismana, you have to shani not to rely on the shah. Some Seif himself is the one who said the b'taych biur. It's the same tshuva, Reish Ram Zayin. There's a Reish Nun, there's a few tshuvas earlier.
When we say
that, this is the lamais. Lamais is a bris, is a once in a lifetime thing. You want to do it correctly. So when there's fakis, we usually push it later. However, when you have so many tzadim to be meikel on Yom Tisheni Shogolius, I think the, at least in the yeshiva world, I think the minhag is to be meikel once it's past the grozman.
Well, when we say the bench for the starts according to Bein Tam, what point is the suffix of Bein Tam start?
The zmanim?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about it in Siftes. Let's move on to Siftes. So I want to talk to you a little about this man, and it's really not the time to give a shir on the whole. I should add in the previous that the gra yud dalid. I once told you the code that says in the igris chazaynish. He says the code of the gra when the gra says the gra de bechavis says it's this region, and then he brings the chalkin. So the Chazanish wrote in his letter that when the Gra says, let's say, Rosh, Deloi Kaharamba, then it means to agree with the Mechaber. Deloi means, well, passing like the Mechaber, passing like the Rosh, not like the Rambam. But when he writes, Rosh, Avol Harambam Chaylik, then he means to pass like the Rambam. That's Chazanish writes in Kavanas HaGra. And the Gra in Yudalit says, Rosh, Avol Harambam Kasim, the Dechiyot Tishenish HaGolis. The Gra in Yudalit writes such a Losh in Avol, which according to the Chazainish's interpretation means the Gra holds like the Shach, that it is Daichat Hashem Yishagolus. So it's a tzirif, at least by Sveikis, we have another Shita to rely on. Alright, let's move on to Siftes. What is Bein HaShemashis? Now the question of what is Bein HaShemashis obviously requires numerous shurim on its own. Let's just read what the Mechaber brings and deal with it in a general way. I spoke about it. Yeah, we spoke about it earlier in Hilchos Prismila. V'shir bein hashmashis iflagu tanoi v'ameiroi. There are two main machloikim. The machloikis tanoim, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yehuda says bein hashmashis is an extended period. It's 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil. And Rabbi Yaisi holds it's kerafayim. Rabbi Yaisi says Bein HaShemashis Kerafayim. There's no long period of Bein HaShemashis. It's a split second. That's one machlokes. And then Rabbi Yaisi puts it at the end, because he says it's day longer than Rabbi Yehuda says. That's Tanoim. Then there's a machlokes HaMeiroim. What does Zman Bein HaShemashis is? It's 3/4 of a mil or 2/3 of a mil? So Rabbi Chaba says Shir Bein HaShemashis Iflugu Tanoi VaMeiroi. B'Sei Perpem Avadlikin. Because of Bala Iter, Misapkalon Halacha Kedivrei Mi, we don't know who we paskin like Hilkach. Yis Yalid Yenuka, Mishtishka Chama. If a baby is born from when the sun sets, Safiku, and the Shalom Bein HaShemashis to Rabbi Yaisi, it's a Safik until the later Bein HaShemashis is done. Vanima La Asara, and you're not going to do a Bris Mila. If it's Friday, might be the 8th day, or Shabbos might be the 8th day, you push it to Sunday, which might be the 10th day. The Yisialid the Motzai Shabbos, Mishtishka Chama. If the baby is born Motzai Shabbos, you have to Shkiyav. Dina L'chumra, Kidi Rabba. We do like Rabba. Rabba holds a longer, a shorter Zman of Bein HaShemashis, earlier Zman of Bein HaShemashis. So we do L'chumra, and we push it off to Sunday. So the point is that the Achaluke Deis, and since the Achaluke Deis, we play it safe, and we don't get involved in Machleiksin, especially by Chil Shabbos. And we push it late. Now we know this. Of course, we have the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. We call Rabbeinu Tam and the Gainim. When Bein HaShemashis is, the long and short of the Machlokes is that according to the Gra, Bein HaShemashis begins at sunset, when the ball of the sun sets, and it continues for 13 and a half minutes thereafter. And after that, it's Vaday Laila. It's pretty light out. 13 and a half minutes after sunset, even Eretz Yisrael, it's still quite a bit of light in the sky. But according to the Gra, that's Vaday Laila. And according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, it's not so. According to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the Vaday Laila is 72 minutes after sunset. And the Bein HaShemashis is 13 and a half minutes before that, or roughly 59 and a half minutes after sunset. So that it is a tremendous difference. We understand that in the United States and Eretz Yisrael, the 72 minutes that Rabbeinu Tam alluded to is not quite 72 minutes. To our eye, when you go outside and in a city, it's not a riot. You have to go out where there are no city lights. But it seems to us that the sky doesn't get much darker after 55, 60 minutes, you know, different zmanim, 50 minutes. And therefore, we have different zmanim, 45, 50, different zmanim. With mekubal by us, that for deraisas, we're machmir on both shittas. That for deraisas, we're machmir. Erev Shabbos, we don't do malacha from Shkia. And Mitzoy Shabbos, we don't do malacha till Rabbeinu Tam's man. Those who hold 50 minutes, or whatever other number you pick, 60 minutes, I think basically in Brooklyn, I don't think anybody's making less than 60 minutes. The places, the earliest Maariv is, I think, 45 minutes after Shkia, which means they finish, well, some places, Matzah Shabbos finish very fast, but they finish roughly 60 minutes after. So I think most places are active on 60 minutes for Day Rafichel Shabbos. But be that as it may, that's the basic machlaikis. When it comes to Bris Mila, it's easy. We just, Yetzikal Hashitis, and... you know, you'll find the occasional Gronik who's going to be Makbid, or the real heavy Hasidish fellow who's strong into Rabbeinu Tam's man, and they don't care, they'll be Mechal Shabbos, but it's basically not that way. There was a meeting, Rabbi Yenis Shtaif, in the 50s, called the meeting of all the Hasidish Rebbes, the Sava Rebbe, Bava Rebbe, all the big names of that generation, and they made an Asif in Williamsburg, and they all signed that for Chil Shabbos, even the Chassidim should be Makbid Erev Shabbos on the Grozman. And they wrote that otherwise you could have Yidden Erev Shabbos, they're going to hold like Rabbeinu Tam, be Mechal Shabbos to Rabbeinu Tam, and Seif Shabbos they'll hold like the Groz. And then it is said that Rav Moshe pressed Rabbi Yonasan Shtaif for this meeting. And that's, I think, as I said, by the Hamoinam of Orthodox Jews, it's Makobel to be Machmir Bo. Rabbi Yonasan Shtaif was, he apparently, I don't know behind the scenes. You know, it could be that the Sava Rebbe was with him on it, or I have no idea. You also have to know what the 50s were. The 1950s was a time where there weren't many Hasidim in America. Even those that grew up Hasidish and came after the war, until they actually became Hasidish, it took a while. And the Hasidus was in its formative stages, and it was important. It was important. These were Balei Achrayus. You're talking about the Sama Rebbe, the Klausenberger Rebbe. You're talking about people that, if they hadn't been Hasidim, they could have been Rashi Yeshiva too. They were Malumadim. They were in the Pupula Deraisa. They, you know, they were Shev Shmaitza. A fellow in our yeshiva went a number of years ago. He went to the Ger Rebbe to give shalom. He asked what he's learning. He was learning one of Yeshiva Shemesechtis. So he heard him on Rav Shemeshkop's Chidushim on the Sugya. You know, most Chassidish Rebbes today don't learn Rav Shimon on the Chidush Rav Shimon. Yeah, but you know, there was a generation where it was that way, and they went through the war, and they were still such extraordinary Talmid Chacham and Hanta. Shulchan Aruch, the steering between the Siddur and the Shulchan Aruch, you have to ask a Lubavitch exactly. They have explanations of why Shulchan Aruch says one way and the Siddur says a different way. So I'm not sure. You have to ask somebody. The Goyim, he has the Goyim to rely on. The Gra is at Achrin, the Beit HaTam's Rishon. But the Goyim, he relies on Shitz HaGoyim. The Goyim for Rabbein HaTam. He relies on them. And the truth is, there's two Gemaras. We should once do the Sugya. There's one Gemara that seems to be Ferish Rabbein Otam in Erevin, and one Gemara in Pesachim. I think they're both tzaddiks, tzaddikim also.
So the Gemara for Argon is another Rishon Yisraelitam?
He has the Gainim, well, before the Rishon. Is there any issue where the Gra argues? Not the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif, you know. Maybe he could argue with the Balayitr, but not with the Gedalah. Okay, now let's move on to Sif Yud. We have a list of people whose Bris Mila is not Daichi Shabbos, and the list is as follows. Kodin Shanoila Kishahu Mol, a baby who was born Mahol. I mentioned to you in the past, there's no real Noilid Mol, I don't think it's common today. There's a condition known as hypospadias, where the orla is a flap, different degrees, is not covering the properly. It might be considered halachically a Noilid Mol. But anyway, a kohen that is born mahol, umishiyesh lo shtei orlois. Somebody has two orlois. Now there are two pshatim in shtei orlois. Dogam Ravava here brings it on the side. Either two orlois zeh gabe zeh. There are two foreskins, one on top of the other, or it means that there are two evarim. He's born with two evarim, which I don't think happens today. that for one reason or another, he has two arlois. Now, this is hard to understand. If he has two arlois, so why is it not Deiches Shabbos? He has two arlois. He still have to be Malayim. More kibbutim, you know. You have what's? I don't get it. So the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Lamed Aleph, you know, because Milah B'Shabbos. So on Shtei, when he has Shtei Gidin, when he has two Eivarim, the Mishnah Berurah says, Alashin Ein Anu Yaidim, Ein Anu Yaidim, Eze Iker, Suffik Ezo Iker. Ezo Iker, it probably means functionally, we don't know which one is the Iker. We don't know. Maybe today with X rays, it's Shayach, but. Apparently the baby is now formed. It's not just a normal baby with two gin. So that I could understand. But two arlois, what does it mean if he has a regular double foreskin? So Mishnah Berurah's lashon is that you don't do shtei arlois. Says ain onu yaidim kavanas hatayra b'zeh. Ain onu yaidim kavanas hatayra b'zeh. So this we say ain onu yaidim kavanas Mishnah Berurah b'zeh. What does Mishnah Berurah mean? Ain onu yaidim kavanas hatayra. He's got an arla, you have to cut it off and reveal the gid. So he has two arlas. Of course the Torah requires you to cut them both off. Let's say one is not real. So what? You still have to get to the real one.
The mitzvah was on the arla. The mitzvah was on the arla.
No, but if you do if you cut off the arla and you leave enough skin to cover right of the gid, so you have to go back, that's called tzitzin amakvin. So if you cut off one arla, you still have to cut off the second arla. First one. The first one is just an independent flap of skin. It's like a tumtum they have to cut open to get to the arla. So anyway, that cutting the first one is a malah is machshirin. Machshirin shef shemayeslo. Maybe that's what it means. The first one might be machshirin. Why shouldn't I say it's an arla?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Maybe it's not.
So can we do something on Friday?
I don't think you can do a fry. It's the seventh day. The seventh is only saying that maybe. It's maybe it is the Arla.
So you have to wait till
Sunday, as the Shulchan Aruch says. It's a little hard to know. I want to remind you, we had a machlekes to Chachmas Adam and the Divrei Chaim. If you cut off the Arla, you leave Tzitzin HaMakvin and you fold it back, whether that's adequate. It's a din of Chitoch or not. Chachmas Adam held it, it's a din of chitoch, you have to cut off everything. So, like the Chachmas Adam, you have to cut off everything. It's schwer over here, what's wrong with cutting off everything? Like the Chachmas, like the Divrei Chaim, maybe it's better. If you cut off some, the rest you can just fold back. I'm not sure. What? So I saw the Rav Peretzky brings from one of the Achrayim, he says, Arla Soy, V'lay Shnei Arlis. But Peretzky writes that I forgot who he quotes it from. He says he made up the drasha. There's no makor for this drasha. So unless you have a makor for it, Ramosha said it. Okay. I glad it was by Yeshi. He gave a shtei arlis. It was the 2 years I went. It was a Friday shir. I remember him saying. It struck me when he said all these things. He said when it says shnei gidden, he says shnei gidden. We don't have bisman hazeh. So it struck me that everything else we do have is manazah. Apparently, yes. That's what struck me. Maybe it was a different shear. What? Why should they all should be different? Why do you need... Oh, so I didn't get to that yet. You're cheating. Look ahead. Okay. Androgynous is a suffix if he has a din of as a male. See, not Michal Shabbos. The Yitzhak Dyphin, or a Caesarean. A Caesarean is not Dyphus Shabbos. The Elid Bayis, a Caesarean is a Hekish. When Makish, Tumas Leida to Brismila, Dyphus Shabbos, and only somebody who's a Tumas Leida. A Caesarean doesn't have Tumas Leida, it's not a Leida, Derech.
There's
a cut. The Elid Bayis, Loitav. The Elid Bayis is an Eved. An Eved, a Kanani, Shaloi Tavla Imai Adshe Yolda. That he's not born a Jew, he's born an Eved. So even though the Midrash is to be Malvim Leches anyway, because they're born in a Jewish home, but since they have a din of Eved is not Deicha Shabbos. The Ramah adds, the Mechaber didn't mention a Tumtum. Tumtum you don't see an Arla. Tumtum means you don't see any Arla. So the Ramah adds, Tumtum Shenikrav, and then Sazachar Malin. Oise b'Shabbos. If a tumtum, the top skin was ripped away, and they find there's a gid underneath, you're allowed to be mal on Shabbos, v'yesh oisrim b'si oisrim. And we have sent the machaber to be yesh oisrim, so it's a machloikis by a tumtum shenikra, v'nimtza zachar, if it's a...
Maybe you do that on Friday, for the tumtum, because it's not the breast itself, it's just to find out who can.
To corrupt the thing, you could do any time, right?
Rebbe,
but to cut the arla, even if you do it on Friday, you can have machlokes if it's tachashav.
If the skin rips and you see that it's a zocher, why do you still call the tumtum?
Because he's still born a tumtum. It doesn't work that you rip it away and now he's a normal zocher. He's still malformed, and that's why.
I think the issue about face raise as well is a zocher.
What?
Yeah.
Well, Yifru Arbi Shabbos, Yamtino and Acher Shabbos. Yeah, he means this. What he's saying is, let's say you go to a baby, it looks like a normal baby. You cut it off, and bang, you notice they're two arlis. Now, had you known they're two arlis, you wouldn't have done the meal on Shabbos. Now you realize they're two arlis. Stop. Stop, don't do Priya. Wait till after Shabbos and finish. Because you were on the Malacha, you Machal Shabbos. You weren't allowed to do it in the first place. Shtei Arlis. So you did, but you'd now be Machal Shabbos to complete the meal of this baby. I know, but that meal is not there for Shabbos. You did it for Tos. It's enough a little bit Tos. You don't continue your Tos once it's a Scala that you were a Tailor. Some of the Shilas that are mentioned in Paiskim are babies with a double or apriya. Babies with a double or apriya. I don't know why it is that way. Der Chashulchan writes, Beis or apriya shkiach. He says it's common. I don't know how common. And he says, Eine b'chal zetz, b'chal Shabbos, a double or apriya. You are b'chal Shabbos, Der Chashulchan and Shin Lamed Aleph, Sukkot and Vav. Then Paiskim talk about a noilid mohol that looks mohol only b'shas kishoy. If you stimulate the aver of the baby to have a kishoy, then the aver protrudes through the foreskin. He's only a nira mohol kishahu mishas kishoy. And they say that's not called a nolad mohol, and just means a short foreskin, but it still has a din of a foreskin, and that is machal shabbos. These are two, I guess, contemporary cases of this shaila that do come up, Otherwise, for the most part, these shaylas are not dvarim mashkichim. Yud Aleph. We go on to another topic, which is big in the time of Chazal, and today, either because the Shtana Ateva or because of the advances of science, things have changed. And that is that at the time of the Gemara, a baby that was born in the seventh month or in the ninth month could live. And a Noilad Ches, a baby born in the eighth month, it was rare. The Gemara says it wasn't impossible, but it was extremely rare that an eight-month pregnancy, when the baby is born, the Gemara calls the baby an Eden, or a Chetiches Basaba Alma, and even to be Mukta. And now that changed. Rishon Zalman in Orbach, in his Tshuvas, and Mechashloima is Mesupik. If you attribute the change to Shinei HaTeva, or that the fact that today we have machinery, incubators that simulate the experience in the womb, that maybe it's just not a Noilad Ches, because you put an incubator and it continues like a Noilad Lites. Whichever way it is, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the Metzias then. There's this extremely long Taz you have on the right side of the page, which deals with it. It's not a much of a halacha l'maisa issue. We'll learn it, but it's not much of a halacha l'maisa issue because of the fact that today, every baby that's born and doctors say can be saved, we treat as a chai, and we typically these babies don't have a bris anyway in the eighth day because they're chaylim. But the halacha that says in Shulchan Aruch is not negel l'maisa, but let's learn it. Mishadayla b'chaydeshvi. Someone is born doesn't mean that he's born in Tishrei. Mishadayla b'chaydeshvi of his pregnancy. Malan oisei b'shabbos afilum loy gomru sa'aroi v'tziparnov. Even if the baby doesn't appear to be fully formed, avo mishadayla b'chaydeshashmini Ein malin oise b'shabes, ella im ken gomru sarei v'tziparnav. The Machaber is mekel on gomru sarei v'tziparnav is a machlekes v'shaynim. What the Gemara says, you're not mal on the eighth, what the Gemara says that a baby born in the eighth month is not viable, if the asim on him that it was gomru, whether we're mekel. So the understanding of some rishayim is that we're not mekel at all. Just if it's gomru sarei v'tziparnav, we consider it a suffix. Maybe we counted the months wrong. Machabi here is saying that if it's gomru sarei v'tziparnav, that we do a bris milah on Shabbos. V'u'adin l'safik ben shmi, safik ben shmini, she'ein malin oisei b'Shabbos, elin ken gomru sarei v'tziparnav. If it's a safik, we're not mal on Shabbos. The Rambam says, Yeshayrim, Zamalina laiho v'saf ben shimahu, eladei mechal lo Shabbos b'shar devarim. Chayner v'liyek. Okay, here, the whole tumble about this child, first of all, the Taz has a big alifas here about the Gomru Sarei v'Tziparnav, what the din is. The Tumul is over the following, in part, is over the following cheshbon. The Chayra, we should be allowed to do the Mima. Mama Nafshach. If the baby is a viable child, so the Bris Milah is like a Shabbos. If he's not, the Gemara calls him a Chatichas Basa Ba'alma. You're allowed to cut a piece of meat. What malach is there in cutting a piece of meat? There's no malach involved. There's no deraisa, certainly not. If it's not considered to be a living person, so then there's no malach involved.
You wouldn't say you would call it.
So what?
You wouldn't call it chabura.
So you would call it a chabura.
It's called mess. Yeah.
So what?
It's like a mess. It's not
chabura. It's like a mess. That there's no chabura. The Gra in Simishin Lamed Aleph calls this iser chumra ba'almahu. Because of this kasha, he calls it a chumra ba'alma, and I don't know what that means. A chumra ba'alma is you shouldn't do a bismillah, suffer bismillah. Chumra ba'alma, it looks like a malacha. So Sefer Tshuva Reish Mabzayit is also very much matmiya on this, and therefore the whole issue is a difficult issue. Bishas it was negeya. Today it's not negeya because first of all we consider a bet ches to be viable. And secondly, because typically we don't do a bris milah on such a child anyway, because typically a preemie we consider to be a sakana to do a bris milah, and we wait until the baby gets bigger. But this is, I guess, one of the tumuls in lamdis in halacha of a bet ches, and I think for our purposes of learning Shulchan Aruch, we're going to move on and see if we can complete Hilchos Milah today. What? No, certainly not. Any sveikas. Sif Yud Beis. Yisrael Shehemer, V'dayla L'Bem Yisraelis, Malan Aysa B'Shabbos. We all know this, a Freya Yid, a Jew who is not Orthodox Jew, is not Shem B'Shabbos. If he has a child from a Jewish woman, if he has a child from a Gaish woman, the child's a guy. So Malan Aysa B'Shabbos, what's the Chiddush? He's not for Bris.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's not a. So that's the kasha. The kasha is why Yisrael Mumami Yisrael is. It should be even if he's a from a guy. So this kasha is asked here in the Gilead. Who is the kasha? Let's just see. First of all, the Taz says Afilonosi Mumeres. You married a Mumeres, but someone here says on the side that even if it's a guy. Where is it? Oh, I'm sorry. So if you give Yisrael shaday lo leibem meavaitis kechavim ein malan aysa b'Shabbos. Okay, that's easy. And who brings? They bring here. Well, give me a second. I just forgot where it is. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Let's say weekday also. Rabbi Kiva Eiger. That's if you days malan aysa b'Shabbos. L'chayre gabay bekechavim shahaylid miYisraelis malan aysa b'Shabbos. He says even a guy. It says Ulam fi mashkasa marshah kiddushin v'taisis shav d'svila ev kavim shabal b'Israel avlad ev kichavim tzar geiris v'kenei malan oisei b'Shabbos I'm saying about the arozim b'Evanezer. Now we don't pask it that way. In the Gilead of the Evanezer, it says that b'shem the marshal that it's toiv to be machmir someone as a geisha father and a Jewish mother. It's good to be toivul misafik for geiris. I want to ask Rav Pav. We had some Jet boys that were Geisha father, Jewish mother. We should tell them to be machmir for this. So he said not to. He said it's like a pick book on what's makubal by Klal Yisrael, that a Jewish mother is a Jewish mother. And therefore, we're not machmir at all on this chumrah.
Why don't we
give it down the fall? Why didn't why he says Yisrael mi Yisraelis? So he's saying miu like that, at least it's true. But you'll see there, Evan Ezra, they do bring such a hanhogel chumrah. So I guess that's why. Tas test malis b'shabbos emasik v'aisa shiyot yaitel tar b'sra akim shiyismeilis ken kosevian. So it's an interesting thing. It sounds from the Taz, and I think in the Shach. Shach Yud Zayin. Malinois, because if you're be Silel, Beshemer Ashbat, the Mamza Malis, Beshabbos, Chenu Maril, Kosovoi, Beshem Bedekabais. The Bedekabais is the Beis Yosef's later notes. Kosovar Chaskai, Beshem Rambam, Akroim, Kosma Shalom Yedabru Tayala Rabbanim. Bloy Yisaitisu, Bedivir Rabbi Sein Rakdaishim. It's not only the Kroim, we're not allowed to speak against the rabbis, no? Hakaron calls Mashiach Dabru Tayim Al Rabbanim. Lays out the Rishon Akedayshim Chachmei Mishnah Vashas Nochin Lanu Lachabdon Leches Lushol B'Shloimam Afilu B'Betayim V'Lomul B'Neim Afilu B'Shabes Hechu D'Gozlu G'Zeira Didon Vavdu Milu Priya. They do our Milu Priya. D'Dolma Nafik B'Neyu Zara Ma'Alia V'Hadri B'Tiyufta. Maybe they'll come up with Zara Ma'Alia. They'll do Tshuva. Avshem Benu Hai Damar Hachi Akal Nishayim. So it seems to me here that if you have karoim, obviously Jews, you wouldn't do a bris milah on them. Otherwise, you wouldn't talk about doing tshuva. Then, if the legamri lost from Klal Yisrael, that we wouldn't look to do a bris milah on such children. But he brings in the end of Beinu Betzal is something totally different. He says that milah they do without priya. It has nothing to do with this. But it seems from here that for somebody who's a totally fraya person, that we would not look to. Be mekarif him. We would look to be merachik him. So, what to do the mila? No, anytime.
Any
mila?
No,
it's
the Shabbos we're talking about.
Is he? No, it's the lomel b'neim. I feel the Shabbos. I think he means
mechalal. Why wouldn't we do it anytime?
That's the question. The question is why would we would want to be merachik frayid? Bayas it's mekubal. That Frayid, you try to be makarif him. That's the halach yelach. We do find in Rishayim in Avis, Pirkei Avis, Chalukei Deis on it. They ask a stira two mishnas in Pirkei Avis that I'm not remembering at the moment. That seem to be sicer each other. This was how to deal with somebody who's meruchik, and they bring the marsha and yevamis. The first parak is a marsha. Gemara says regarding. Regarding the kutim, I think the kvar osom ka'akum gomor, the groups that were distant themselves from Klal Yisrael, kvar osom ka'akum gomor. Klal Yisrael treats them like total goyim. It doesn't mean an individual who goes off the derech, but it means people who are in a group that consider themselves meruchim from Klal Yisrael, kvar osom ka'akum gomor. I think it says by the kutim there. So. So there's a machlekes to marsha and the marshal what it means kvar osam ka'akum gomor. In the Dibros Moshe there's a piece. He's matmiya. How can anybody hold this akum gomor? What's a shaila? He wants a yid, always a yid. There can't be such a thing. The Moshe in Dibros Moshe says Talmud Taya kosev kain on the marshal. The marshal there says that they have a din like goyim. We don't treat them like yid. There's some cipher the Gilyan of Arachayim in Hilchas Tefillin. Hilchas Tefillin. The halach is that only a Jew could write tefillin. It says there that the kutim that wrote tefillin, it's possible. How could it be possible? They're Jews. It says, Kvar osam ka'akum gomer. Klal Yisrael already pushed them away. The Sefer there in the Gilyan writes that there's such a thing that the Ummah of Klal Yisrael, today I don't know how you get the Ummah of Klal Yisrael together on anything, but you get the Ummah of Klal Yisrael has the kayach to be matchik people from being yidden. That's how some cipher explains this. That the Klal Yisrael has a right to kick people out of the club, so to speak. And there are groups that Peshitta, Amarchik themselves, some Klal Yisrael, there's such a thing that you can push them away and we won't treat them as yin. But Moshe says, once a yid, always a yid. So I don't know how that works exactly. If it means that klap yishmaya, the yidin, just we have a right to be marchik ourselves. Al tischabel rasha, it says the Mishnah. The two mishnayos in Pirkei Avot. One is al tischabel rasha. Don't be a chaver with a rasha. Why being chaver and rasha? And so this is the, I guess, the inyan, which today, Bizman Azeh, where we consider everybody a Tinuksha Nishba and Onus, it's all different than when people went Peshitta and created the Shitas that were marked themselves in class. Yeah. Shehinah
means Meshulah, correct? You saw Shehinah means Meshulah?
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
clear. So what? During the Second World War, the Crimea, and the Jews
went over to the Karaite community, since they keep Bismillah, to register the Jews who were in that part of the
As a practical matter, I want to finish. Let me just do the last sif, I'm sorry. The mayal should do the priya. Ramah says lo mitzasi ra'el dvarav. Now this is a lom d'shashayla. If you hold that mila is hutcha on Shabbos, so why should two people do malacha for bris mila? Might as well have one person do it. Why have two people be mechal? The Ramah says lo mitzasi ra'el dvarav. Adarab and nirali d'shari. Hamila dachi Shabbos kamay avoida b'migdash. Avoida se migdash. It's not hutcha. It's lechatchila. Shekama kayinim. How you oyed the mechal and Shabbos? You didn't say one kohen should do everything. Damach the Shabbos didn't litchais. How are you kichoyel lechol davar? Became it sasim sefer truma yashan kasev beklaf. I found an old original copy of the sefer truma written on klaf. She kasev b'sayf hilchis Shabbos behedya d'ishari. Omnum it sasim bekaybit sheish lesser. I can tell lahachmir lachetchil afal pisha medina nirali mashik safti. He says, look, really, I hold its mutter. But hayoyis dechalu kedeis on the topic. So let's already. So this is the rules of Hilchus Mila. When we get to Hilchus Geiris, there will be an overlap between what we learn Hilchus Mila and what we're going to learn Hilchus Geiris. So what I would like to do next, though, just because chronologically, well, Hilchus Avodim. It's not so negei b'zman hazeh. It's not at all negei b'zman hazeh. You want to make a siman yaradei, you have to do it. It's one of the longest simonim in the whole yaradei. It's 85 sifim. That's father Hilchus Geiris, which I do want to learn, but I would like to first do Pidyon HaBen, which is appropriate to follow Bris Mila. So I'd like to do Simon Shinhei, which is Hilchus Pidyon HaBen, and then go back to Hilchus Geirim, just to do it in that order. Online, Rabbi Yosef is able to adjust the order however you do it. So I'd like to go to Pinyin HaBen, which I think is more than Geir for most of us than Hilchus Geirim, and then we'll go back, I believe, to Hilchus Geirim. So Shinhei, David? Okay, so Shinhei.